All the recent talk about curbing climate change has many wondering how they can reduce their carbon footprint. Some are switching to more environmentally friendly vehicles. NPR's John Idsey takes a look at what you should know if you're thinking about getting a new car.
I started by calling Sport Chevrolet in Silver Spring, Maryland, to find out what options I might have if I traded in my gas-burning car for an electric or a hybrid. They told me to come by one morning and have a look, so I did. And salesman Norm Crystal started out showing me a small electric car called a Chevy Spark.
Well, it's a commuter vehicle, and we hope that most people who buy it are just driving a certain amount of miles every day. It gets up to 80 miles, so...
So, around 80 miles on a single charge, but no auxiliary gas engine. So, when the battery dies, you're stuck. We decided to go for a ride.
Kind of a very quiet start, almost like a spaceship. You know, there's no engine sound when you turn it on.
Other companies also make this kind of four-seater commuter car. The Nissan Leaf was one of the first. Dan Sperling, co-director of the National Center for Sustainable Transportation at the University of California, Davis, says there are a number of things you should consider before you buy an electric car. First, do you just need a car for commuting or other relatively short trips? And what fuel produces the electricity you will use to charge it?
If you buy an electric car in an area where the electricity is made mostly from coal, your car will be the same or possibly even a little worse than a gasoline car.
Ouch. To find out the source of your electrical energy, search EPA Power Profiler and enter your zip code. If you'd like an electric car for commuting but need a car with a longer range for weekend trips, you could consider a plug-in hybrid, like the Chevy Volt or the Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid. Sperling says they typically have a 25 to 50-mile all-electric range, enough for most people's commute. Of course, the cost of a new electric or hybrid is also a big consideration. Sperling says these days many are quite affordable, partly because automakers are selling them below cost to try to build a market.
So you can actually get an electric car now for a very low price.
Some are available for less than $20,000 after subtracting a $7,500 tax credit from the federal government, and many states provide tax incentives too. There is another thing to consider in making a decision, and that's the amount of carbon emitted in manufacturing a new car.
10 to 15% of the total greenhouse gas emissions from that car over the life of the car would be associated with the manufacturing.
So, Sperling says, you won't get any overall reduction in your carbon footprint until you've driven your new, more efficient car 10 to 20,000 miles. Another big consideration is how much you drive. Sperling says if you have an older car and you're only driving a few thousand miles a year, it's probably not worth it to upgrade to a cleaner car.
If, however, it's a car that is being used quite a bit, say 10,000 miles a year or more, there's definitely a high payoff because now there are cars that get 50 miles per gallon compared to your 25.
Of course, the best thing to do for the environment, says Sperling, is walk or bike or use mass transportation. John Idsey, NPR News, Washington.